As I said during the announcements, the Sunday before the Feast of Christ the King has been designated by Pope Pius XI as Missionary Sunday. Part of the prayers at Mass are taken from the Mass for the Propagation of the Faith, so that way, besides having the Mass for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, or also including prayers as part of the Mass, our act of worship and petition to God, for the conversion of sinners and the salvation of souls and the spreading of the church through the entire world. We try to take this idea, this notion of Missionary Sunday, seriously, not only reflecting and talking about the missions, but also praying with the missionary spirit in our own hearts. Over the years, whenever it's been Missionary Sunday, we've commented on the works of missions and missionaries, priests and religious, but our own work too, what all of us are called to do in the missionary effort. We tried to develop an understanding of just what our part is in the missionary work of the church, and in that way, on this Sunday, to pray more and more for the work that we do here for the missions of the church, for the missionary efforts of the church, will be something that goes forward, and we benefit from it as well by praying for our own works, as well as that of the priests and religious and all others throughout the entire world. The way I want to reflect upon Mission Sunday today is taken largely from an article that I put in this month's Gaudens. It's from a section of Pope Leo XIII's encyclical on the Rosary that he published in 1895. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when Pope Leo XIII was the Pope, he reigned for 13 years. And each year, he had an encyclical dedicated to the Rosary of some benefit, graces, and comfort in some way. But in 1895, he specifically talked about the missionary power of the Rosary, that the Rosary itself has great power and benefit as a sacramental, but when used as a missionary work to convert souls, to bring sinners back to God, to bring people to the church and make them strong in the practice of their faith, there is no other equal prayer that we can have but the Holy Rosary. He explains that after first reminding us that Mary is the most zealous guardian of Christian unity that we can have, of all the created beings that we have, and the necessity of unity with her Son and the mystical body in his church, there is no greater one, no one more zealous for this idea than the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so this is why we pray to her for the conversion of those who will not embrace the faith. Of all the prayers that we can pray to her, like I said, the Rosary is the best. The Pope says the Rosary is the best of all these prayers because it will help us, and even the sinner, to nurture what faith might be there, even if they've departed from it, to understand it better, to keep such people from ignorance of religion and the danger of error that they might fall into if they stay away from the Church of Christ and the true teachings that are there. All men must live in Christ to be saved. And so it's Mary's role to bring men to Christ. This is the whole point. She's the mother of God. We can't think that just in praying to Mary that she's going to accept the prayers herself and go nowhere. Her role is to lead us to her Son. It always has been. Remember, in the beginning that we find the scriptures, all the way now, even to the present time, the role of Mary is to bring us to her Son and bring souls more and more to him. And this is the effort that we have in praying the Holy Rosary. Before I go on to comment a little bit more about the Pope's recommendation regarding our attitude toward the Rosary and praying for the conversion of others and the true unity of Christians, let's understand one thing about the Rosary. I'm saying that the Rosary has great power, the power of graces that come. Of all the prayers that we could pray, the Rosary has been proven to be one of great power, great graces to us. The Rosary is a sacramental. Let's go back to what the Catechism says about what a sacramental is. It is something given us by the Church that if we use it in the spirit of faith, use it in the spirit in which it was given to us as a sacramental, we're going to benefit by great graces that are attached to that sacramental. But if we use any sacramental just like a piece of jewelry, like people will wear a cross on their necks like this, and maybe probably to display that they're Christian, but through that are not living by faith the life of the cross of Jesus Christ, well, then that cross is just a piece of jewelry. And as even as a sacramental, as a medal, it doesn't bring graces to them, even if it's blessed, because it has to be used in the spirit of faith. If we don't exercise faith as we use a sacramental, we do not gain the graces that come from that. A good example of it is the Miraculous Medal. The Miraculous Medal, the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, which is its true name, has been given the name of the Miraculous Medal because of the many miracles of grace that have come by those who have used this medal with faith. But it's also recognized, and even Our Lady told St. Catherine Labouré herself, that those who do not ask for certain graces, they don't get them. There is a desire from God, the desire of Mary as a mediatrix of graces, to bring these graces to men. But if you don't pray the rosary with fewer distractions, if you allow yourself just to go off in wandering and not care, if you mumble the words or go through it as fast as you can, well, maybe you've mumbled a few words. You might get some graces from that. But the rosary will not have its power for you. You will not see the changes in your life, nor in the works that you're praying for other people. The rosary is a sacramental, and it must be used as a sacramental, meaning we must bring special faith to it every time we pray. Fewer distractions for the love of God, meditating on the mysteries, and praying it reverently. If we can do all that, then the rosary will be that powerful weapon in our hands against evil in the world today, and also just for those who are weak to bring strength to them. Getting back to what Pope Leo XIII said in his encyclical, he said, if we want to understand the power of the rosary in the conversion of sinners, we have to go back to the beginning of how the rosary was given to us, in what manner it was given to us, what was said by Almighty God, or rather through our Blessed Mother, as the rosary was given, and from that understand the purpose for the Holy Rosary. Going back to the year 1254, we find St. Dominic, the great St. Dominic, founder of the Dominican order, preaching and working against the Albigensian heretics. These were people who believed in a duality of gods and many other different things. It's a terrible history, a heresy in the church, and the history of it has shown that it dug its heels in, if you will, and just would not leave, especially in southern France. St. Dominic and his brothers, the Dominicans, worked and prayed and sacrificed. They preached greatly to overcome the Albigensians, even when the Catholic kings went to war against these heretics. And still, that heresy remained strong among them. There was at one point St. Dominic withdrew himself for a few days for prayer. He was finding himself in prayer and special sacrifice and penance, so he would know what to do to be able to overcome this heresy. At the end of the third day, Our Lady appeared to him and explained to him that if it is that you want to convert the heretics, is this is what you want to do, yes, O Mother, my Lady, yes, this is what I wish to do. Then she said, I want you to know that this kind of warfare, the battering ram has always been the angelic salutation, meaning the Hail Mary. It is the best way to overcome the devil at this point. This is what she's telling St. Dominic, and which has always been the foundation of the stone of the New Testament. Therefore, I want you to reach these hardened souls and win them over to God. If you want to do that, she said, preach my rosary. And you think, okay, the rosary had never been in existence before. It was just given to St. Dominic right there, right now. The way we pray the rosary, the beads that we have, or the meditation on the mysteries, the understanding of the mysteries, all these things were taught to St. Dominic by Our Lady, and in turn, he and the Dominicans have taught the rest of the world to the point that we have the rosary as it is today. The idea here that a few beads, a few prayers, could overcome heretics that all the preaching of theologians and armies could not overcome, it's too simple. And yet, isn't that supposed to be the path that you and I are supposed to follow on our way to God? Too many times we complicate our lives in many different ways. We give up or we don't pay attention to the simple things that are right in front of us, and we don't use them as we should. When Pope Leo XIII says, if we want to understand how the rosary is the weapon against evil and to bring true Christian unity, go to the beginning. Well, in the beginning, we see the rosary is given for the purpose to overcome error, and then after that, to bring forth a unity within the church by overcoming those who are in error, conversion of sinners, and then through that unity back into the church. From the very beginning, that's been the purpose of the rosary. And we need to pray it and get back to that spirit and praying the rosary more and more. St. Dominic went forth and he preached the rosary, meaning he explained what the rosary was, what the beads all mean. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the 15 mysteries of the rosary, and what all those are times for us to reflect upon. That the value and merit of the rosary comes not so much by mumbling prayers, which many people say just the repetition of the prayers is so hard for them to follow along with, despite that fact that it may be hard for human nature to keep up with it, the power of the rosary comes by reflecting on the mysteries of the rosary, taking those things to heart, praying for the graces that are needed for others as we see them outlined in the mysteries of the gospel, from the Annunciation all the way up to the coronation of our Blessed Mother in heaven. The more St. Dominic and his sons preached the rosary, the more the heretics among the Albigensians fell. There were even times that a man was possessed of the devil, that St. Dominic had the man brought to him, and he prayed the rosary in front of the man, and the devils, they squirmed, they yelled, they screamed. They didn't want the rosary to be prayed, but St. Dominic stayed with it. He prayed the rosary. Every Hail Mary he prayed, another devil came out of that person, until the rosary was finished and the man was at peace. There's all kinds of proofs. There's many stories regarding this, of the power of the rosary and the conversion of sinners. The power of the rosary bringing people to God. I'm sure we've read most of these books. One great book of that is The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. Do not buy the modern reprint of it. It's been corrupted by the modern church. They're taking St. Louis de Montfort's words and fitting it in with the Vatican II and its gospel. Be careful with that. Many other books and things like that, of teachings that have come before the council, they're being reprinted. Encyclicals, speeches of Fulton J. Sheen, and so many other people like that. There's corruption taking place. Just be careful. This is just a side note regarding this. But the book, The Secret of the Rosary, find the one with the old typesetting, something that was done not in the modern times, closer to 2008 or 2007, but way before that. And you'll find in there such great and beautiful stories about the rosary, the history of it, the power of it, the meaning behind the prayers, all of these things that inspires you to praying the rosary well. And again, if we can be inspired to pray the rosary well as a sacramental, then the great graces that are there to come to us when we pray the rosary will be ours, because we're using this sacramental in the proper spirit of faith and the reason for which it was given to us, to pray for the conversion of sinners, to meditate upon the mysteries, to value the Hail Mary and the Our Father and the Glory Be, to see on them great reminders of the mysteries of our faith. In this way, the rosary becomes something that is so wonderful to us, a great weapon in our hands against the devil and the work the devil does to bring souls into hell. This is how you and I, not just missionary priests and sisters and things like that out there, this is how you and I work to bring souls to Christ. This is how you and I become missionaries on this day, is to recognize the power of the rosary and pray it well. Don't just mumble it. Don't give it up. Don't just say it's too burdened, I don't have enough time, and all these things. We've got to have time. If the value of souls is important to us at all, if we put the value of souls in the same light that God puts the value of souls, if we have any value, any thought toward that at all in our lives, we will not miss praying the rosary and praying it as we should. Again, this is what Pope Leo XIII brought up in his encyclical, the importance of the rosary, and encouraging us to pray it well. This is what Our Lady of Fatima meant in 1917, when she encouraged the children from them to us to pray our rosary for the conversion of sinners, because so many sinners go to hell because there is no one to pray for them, no one to sacrifice for them. The rosary is that weapon of prayer and of sacrifice. On this Mission Sunday, then, with these thoughts about the rosary, I pray, take them to heart. The rosary become an important weapon in your hands against the devil, for your own salvation, for your own peace of heart and soul, for your own unity of your heart and soul with God, but also for bringing in sinners and unity of them into the church of God. The rosary has that power if we use it well. Pray today that we will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.